Leading up to this Labor Day, picket lines in Janesville. That's where more than 130 healthcare workers are on strike in a contract dispute with Mercy Health. The workers are members of UAW Local 95. Local 95 President Judy McRoberts joins us now. And thanks very much for being here, Judy.
No, thank you.
So this strike started July 2 and is now coming into month 3. Why are your members on strike?
Well, one of their main concerns is safety and the security of their building and themselves and the patients. We have an urgent care in this building, and it's open into the evening. And we've had people out in the parking lot panhandling and asking for rides and so on. And it's scary for the women who are leaving this facility at night. We've also had one of our nurses come in for an urgent care shift and went to the break room, and here's somebody was staying in the break room. And there is no security in the building, and that's not only unsafe for employees, that's unsafe for our patients. We've asked for at least security officers to be in the building in the morning and at least in the evening to make sure the building is secure and people can get out safely.
Why is it proving so hard to settle with Mercy Health over that issue?
I have no idea. But the one thing I do want to point out is the first day that we had our picket set up, our peaceful picket line was that have had no problems whatsoever. They've had security out there for their people coming in the building and worrying about their building being vandalized, which is pretty sad.
Are there issues around pay and benefits as well, or is it most specifically about safety?
They did ask for a wage increase, but the wage increase that they asked for is barely the cost of everything that's gone up in our country. Everybody sees that. But also, they raised their premiums for their Mercy Care health insurance, which is their insurance, Mercy's insurance. And they raised the rates, and with the wage increase, it barely covers. We're not asking for anything that's unreasonable. We're just asking for a fair agreement. And the last negotiations we had, they actually offered us less than they offered in the initial negotiations, which is a slap in the face.
Are the issues that you're pressing common concerns among healthcare workers generally?
I believe so. They've had several issues at the hospitals that people have been unruly. I mean, what happens if you're in an urgent care at night and somebody becomes unruly? I mean, you have nobody there. You know, most of those people are not equipped to fight off someone who's violent. So I think it's a coming thing that security should be in medical facilities everywhere.
What about for your striking members? How are they faring as the weeks go on?
They are concerned, but they're not willing to give up the fight. We're a 95% union facility, and like I said, we're just looking for a fair agreement. We're not asking for anything unbelievable. I mean, we're talking about a CEO in a nonprofit that is making $13 million a year. And has 12 vice presidents that are making $450,000 a year plus their perks. That's horrible when you don't want to pay these people a decent living wage.
Judy McRoberts, president of Local 95, thanks very much for joining us.
Okay, thank you.
When asked for comment, Mercy Health provided their original statement released in late June from Vice President Jenny Hallett saying, quote, "Throughout our negotiations with the union, we have always treated our 137 partners at Mercy Health East in a fair and equitable manner, consistent with our other 8,000-plus employee partners. Unfortunately, the union has rejected our offer."